The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I'm going to start with a dramatic reading.
In 2017, a man consumed by anxiety and sadness decided he was going to listen to every song to ever top the Billboard Hot 100. Why? He's still not really sure.
Okay.
Joining us, it's Chris Dalla-Riva. He has written the book, Uncharted Territory, What Numbers Tell Us About the Biggest Hit Songs and Ourselves.
So you cracked the code, Chris, is what you're saying there. Basically, we can play this record backwards or come up with some sort of analogy that will predict the future?
I wish. If that were the case, I probably would have just written the hit song instead of writing the book. It probably would have been quicker.
How long did it take you to listen to all the songs? Well, I guess if you started in 2017, a very long time.
So, I mean, I would do one song per day. So there's like 1,200 number one hits. I've always played in bands, written songs, and this was like a musical exercise. So I'd come home from work every day and I would sit down and I would listen to one song to sort of relax and unwind. One per day felt like something that I could handle. And the first thing that I noticed, this will be grim, but I noticed a lot of songs that were about people dying. And I was like, that's a little bit odd. Let me explore why that ever became a trend. Teenage tragedy songs, which are these songs about two teens in love. There's usually a car crash, one of them dies, and they were very, very popular. I felt compelled to write about it, and then I just sort of kept going.
It's interesting. I do remember Pearl Jam doing the cover of that Last Kiss.
Let's talk about it. What did you find? Like, when you looked at all these years and all these number one hits and all these songs, like, what were the patterns that really stuck out to you?
Yeah, besides death.
Besides death.
I mean, each era definitely had its own distinct trends. I would say there are certain things that are relatively consistent across the decades, one of which was, it's a really good idea to have your song associated with something else. Maybe the song is in a movie. Maybe there is a very memorable music video for the song. The other was that very popular songs are often downstream of technology. And by that, I mean, we see over the years, the length of popular songs changes pretty dramatically. Back in the day, records could only hold so much sound. That eventually improved. And then over the last 15 years, music has gone on streaming services where there is a financial incentive actually to have shorter songs because you get paid every time your song is played for 30 seconds.
Oh my goodness. Well, that makes so much sense. It's like instead of somebody putting out an album with 8 songs, these albums that have like 30 songs on them, but they're 2.5 minutes each because they're getting paid every time somebody's listening to them.
So few people are even putting out a full album too. The consumption of how we get our music, that definitely has changed. The best era. So, I mean, you listened to all of it, Chris. You must know what was truly the best because everybody feels like the music they grew up on, I think, is the best, right?
Oh, 100%. But, you know, it's tough. I always tell people there's good and bad stuff in every era, but I do have to hand it to the mid to late 1960s where there's just a ton of great stuff going on. You know, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones hit in the U.S. The Beach Boys are making hits. Phil Spector is producing tons of great hits. Motown is firing on all cylinders. And this is all sort of going on at the same time. But that's always what jumps to the top of my mind.
For people that love music and love what's trending, this is the book to dive into. It's called Uncharted Territory, What Numbers Tell Us About the Biggest Hit Songs and Ourselves. You can get it anywhere you get your books. Chris, congratulations. What a great project this turned out to be.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was a ton of fun.
I mean, the 60s were good, but the 90s, it was like Dre and Snoop.
Man, you forgot about Tupac? Like, what, I don't understand.
They had to be number two on the list, right? It had
probably
to be right there,
yeah.
Right, Chris?
Truly, the mid-90s is also a very exciting period.
Bye from NSYNC. I mean, all of it was right there. It's like every wedding you go to.
Yeah.
Push It.
That's 87.